Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As the healthcare insurance industry continues to evolve, our next guest says that patients are more and more in need of help in understanding their plan benefits. And employers are recognizing this as well, she says, with many large corporations now hiring health advocates to not only help employees navigate the company's health benefits plans, but to also help them deal with the health plan's customer service representative. Lynn Bailey is a Columbia, South Carolina-based healthcare economist and consultant to a variety of healthcare providers across our state. Lynn, welcome back.
Well, Mike, it's good to be back.
Is this a new trend where these large corporations are hiring health advocates now?
Well, what I learned when I was at the South Carolina Business Coalitions for Health annual meeting was sitting at the table with me were two people who work for a multinational company in the upstate. And I asked them what they did, and they said, well, they were a healthcare advocate. And I said, what does that mean? These were two very nice young ladies. What they work on is helping employees of the company find and make the right choice in their benefit plans and understanding all the complexity that goes into that. And then if they have to encounter the healthcare system outside of their company, their plant site, because most of these companies now have basically the equivalent of a family practice set up there, and those clinics take care of workers and dependents. And so if they have to go outside that and they have an encounter with a hospital or a surgery center and they get the explanation of benefits, because they are well-informed employees, they look at what they are responsible for, what the insurance is going to get covered, and they're shopping. They need these documents translated for them.
And that's where the health advocates
come
in.
That's where the health advocates come. And they make an appointment, and they bring their paperwork, and they hand that off. And a day or two later, they'll come back for a translation service. So they get an explanation of what was covered, what was medically not necessary, and they begin to understand what this economic transaction is part of, because all of these things have three or four different sets of codes. The insurance company has a code. The facility, the provider, has a code. If you went to the doctor recently, what you're dealing with when you see your doctor is you are seeing his or her time plus the cost of 4 to 4.5 more people.
And so for those of us who don't have a healthcare advocate because we're not working for a big company, who do we turn to get help for all of this?
You can actually hire those people now. And for folks who have a chronic, complex illness, they actually pay people to do this with them. This became such an issue for large employers that they began to employ as part of their administrative personnel healthcare advocates to help you translate and understand all of this.
And so this is a new industry, a new career field.
This is more administrative cost on top of the already administrative costs that are out there. Somebody who has to explain to you all of this.
Because it just keeps getting more complicated?
It keeps getting more complicated. We have no standardization in billing and coding and reimbursement. And every insurance plan has its allowable and non-allowable. And then you've got your percentage that is being applied against your health savings account. I mean, it is amazingly complicated. If you think it takes people, you know, if you're covered by the Affordable Care Act to help you figure out what plan, silver, gold, bronze, is complicated, having insurance and using it to get the best value out of it is also complicated.
Lynn, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Be glad to come back again.
Lynn Bailey is a Columbia, South Carolina-based healthcare economist and consultant to a variety of healthcare providers across South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.